It is indeed. High kickoff there. The Giants will catch it inside their own 10. Ball driven forward by Ikehifo. He had to stop, didn't he, because the catcher just got caught underneath the ball. Turner to Brough, who kicks across the field. They're looking. Chance here. Ball goes backwards and he's picked up by Jermaine McGilvray. And the Huddersfield Giants are in front of the DW. Great kick from Brough. Not dealt with by the Warriors. And McGilvray touches down. It's Wigan 0, Giants 4.
Another error from Wigan, isn't it, on the halfway. Picked up by McIntosh, who makes 30, 40 metres into Wigan's area. And inside the 20, they still remain really patient. Rankin patient, Gaskill patient, Brough really patient. And then another kick to Burgess, who fumbles his second kick of the game already. And
now they've got 3-on-3. Can they make it count? Gelling tries to get over the top of Danny Brough, and he will. And Gelling will score in the corner. It's a simple missed tackle from Danny Brough. And we're all level at the DW Stadium. 13 minutes gone. It's Wigan 4, Huddersfield 4.
Yeah, smart, isn't it, from Warriors? They've just found a couple of offloads in there. And big man on small man. And Danny Brough will be really disappointed with that. He's not a noted poor defender, is he? He doesn't miss too many of them one-on-ones. But
last one, Tompkins is 10 away. Oh, did he knock that on? I thought he did. Referee had a look as well. Kick forward. Well, Tautai is a mile offside there. The kick through has been put down.
I think Phil Bentham,
there was a knock on at the play of the ball. Well, and Talima Tautai must have been 6 yards offside, and he was sat next to the player when he touched the ball down. There's no doubt about the touchdown, but he's given the try. Well, that's controversial. If there's a video referee, that's disallowed every day of the week. Wigan 8, Huddersfield 4. Fires it confidently between the posts. It's Wigan 10, Huddersfield 4. And whilst Wigan have had a lot of the ball, Huddersfield have defended well. I think they're a little bit unlucky there.
Yeah, me too. I think they're unlucky with regards to Tautai being offside.
Here's Powell then. No mistake. 12-4 Wigan lead. You're live on Radio Yorkshire. It's Mark Wilson and Paul Cook.
I'll have a quick bet with you that he has a chat with him now, look, as he's kicking off.
I'll have a quick bet with you. He spends 10 minutes sat down in the dugout in the second half.
Here we go, let's have a chat. Look, yeah, there we go, look. Just a quick chat, just a couple of words.
Oh, now Ikehifo's going in the bin here. He's blocked Tompkins. He should be in the bin, should be. Oh, Phil Bentham's done the Giants a favour this time. Ikehifo, that was an outrageous block on Tompkins. And they have got away with it. And this time it's the Wigan fans who are unhappy. And I have to say, I share their angst on this occasion.
Yeah, he's took a big risk, hasn't he, there?
Oh, huge. Huge. I'll tell you what, if that were Danny Brough, he'd have been in the bin.
Yeah, I think he'd have had enough of him, hadn't he?
And it's kicked on, and here's a chance for Tompkins. Tompkins is going to score! And that is game, set and match with 8 seconds left. Yeah, Tompkins will look to convert his own try on the 80th minute. Well, a comedy of errors, really. The Giants kicking on the first tackle, and then as Tompkins kicked it into touch, it hits the Huddersfield man and it's play on. A real, well, bounce of the ball. But the margin, not that important tonight. Here's Tompkins then to add the extras, sends it straight between the posts, and it will finish here at the DW Stadium. Wigan 18, Huddersfield Giants 4.